Just because I'd watched them, I think, over the last two or three seasons, and always enjoyed coming down here and watching them play and the way they play. And I've seen them play some fantastic games of football, and they've always. I don't say they play it. It's difficult to say somebody plays the right way, but I just think to see players be brave on the ball, you know, to try things, to work together as a team, whether things are going well or struggling a little bit, and I've seen both. That was the attraction. I obviously know Richard and Dean very well, so I know the things that they've tried to instill, and it took them a long time. It took them 5 years, and you don't get that in football. You know, people don't last 5 years in a job if they're not winning leagues or getting in playoffs. But they've stuck with a way of doing things, and I think that they've been committed to it, and I think they're reaping the rewards now. So to step into something like that, I think is unique, and that was the attraction really for me.
Yes, I mean, it's the nature of the business that most clubs have a change of management at a time when things aren't going very well, and the club is looking for a change of culture or a complete change of whatever kind. Here, it seems like you're being brought in to not change it, to keep things going very much the same way, which is a very different sort of challenge, I imagine.
Well, not for me, really, because I think we share the same philosophy. I think everybody, the fact that somebody new comes in, I think what you're trying to do is improve it, but you're not going to improve it by suddenly reversing what they've been doing. That'll just cause chaos. What you want to do is, okay, then, and stretch them. You know, the thing has to evolve. It can't just stand still. You know, Richard and Dean drove it, and now it's up to me and the rest of the staff and to drive it, you know, and make the thing better than it was. So, you know, but we're on the same, you know, it's the same strategy in some senses. It's not different. The goal now, I suppose, is for them to finish the season, or the second half of the season, as strong as they've competed in the first half of the season, and then at the end of the year we'll see where we are. But I think the players are fully committed to it. I spent some time at the training ground about a month ago, and Richard said to me, "What did you think?" And I've stood on training grounds and watched people train many times, and. So it wasn't actually what they did. I think it was just the whole environment that's been created, with a group of people that want to be successful, and not just say they want to be successful, but just demonstrate the behaviours that you need to do, which I think, for me, again, has been massive.